This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
How about we go to war with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com? It has been a while. It has been 4 weeks since I've had this mic, and I am thrilled to be back. And I have to thank Wayne Allen Root for giving me some time off. I went up and spent some time in the forest in northern Nevada. Literally in the forest last week, I was doing work, as a matter of fact. Spent some time with congressmen, spent some time with senators, spent some time with Iraqi vets. And I come back a supercharged girl. So happy to have this mic for Wayne. You can check out rootforamerica.com, his website, or mine, ReaganBabe.com, because I'm going to run down some of the top headlines from my website, as I used to do before I took my little break. And there's a lot happening, a lot going on in the world, and we just don't know where to look. I was telling Chris, before I went on the air, I said, I don't know where I'm going to start. And that always is the case. I really never know where I'm going to start because the news comes at us fast. But there, I kind of like to start with a little personal story. So I was driving in, and it took me about 40 minutes to get here today. And before I started my drive and during my drive, my phone is blowing up. Okay, and it started last night. And it started last night when I got this screenshot from a trusted source of something that happened to Miss Nevada. Okay, Miss Nevada banned from entering Miss America over her support for Trump, the headline reads. And it was just a social media post. And so I responded accordingly on Twitter. And I said, well, maybe, you know, if she just didn't shave her arms and legs, you know, got some tattoos, dyed her hair and identified as black and changed her name to Caitlin, maybe then the grievance warriors, the cultural Marxists, maybe then the gal will have checked enough boxes. Because, you know, deep down, and we saw this, it's not deep down, it's right in front of our face. We know that the Miss America pageant is political. Okay? Remember Carrie Prejean? Remember that name? She dared answer the question of, do you believe in the traditional definition of marriage between a man and a woman? Or something to that effect. Or do you believe in gay marriage? It was, and so she said, yes, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. And then all of a sudden, she's crucified on the rainbow flag. Now, she's done very well for herself. I understand she's a mom. She still looks beautiful as ever. However, that's our first hint into, well, geez, you really can't have any conservative views that don't toe the line of the social justice warriors on the left. Now, Miss America needs to be at the pinnacle of the social justice warrior movement. God forbid you have political views. And they all remember Kathy Zhu, Z-H-U. She was the young Michigan gal who I believe was Miss Michigan. And she had gotten in trouble for some political posts. And now it looks like Miss Nevada is also getting in trouble with some political posts, Katie Jo Williams. But I must hesitate to jump on to this story. My phone blew up, like I said, today. So you can't really believe that everything you read, and it hasn't really been, you know, I don't know, being in the media, I am very careful as to what I put out there. I certainly don't want to propagandize an issue. I don't want to ensure that my sources aren't double-checked and triple-checked before I take to the mic. It's a very powerful form of communication, and I take it very seriously, as is Wayne. But since I got that text last night in my DMs, I think on Twitter, the story broke really, I think, on Prison Planet by like 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm like, holy crap. Paul Joseph Wonsa got a hold of it. This is going to go viral. And soon enough, an hour later, Gateway Pundit picks it up. And so, you know, I've been privy to some conversations going back and forth. And I can't tell anyone what to publish, right? But, you know, I think that there are always two sides to every story. And I think perhaps there's more to the story than just reads plainly. But nonetheless, I just had to talk about that because I am broadcasting from Nevada. I love it here. I love this whole state until the environmentalists and the leftists want to destroy it, as they do pretty much every state they touch. I want to touch on this because I was up in the Tahoe Forest last week with Congressman Tom McClintock, and we were talking about, of course, all of the fires. You'll remember the disastrous fires, Paradise, the Carr Fire, millions, hundreds of millions of acres, tens of millions of acres burned last year. And so we have to look at the environmentalists not as conservationists. Environmentalists are not conservationists. They're conservationists, but they're not conservationists. Now, do you realize, and I think this is an interesting statistic, that they were all about the spotted owl, if you'll recall. All of the logging industry basically was snuffed out because of this spotted owl. And any logging, of course, would disrupt the spotted owl's habitat as well as reproductive processes. And so, of course, the environmentalists go judge shopping. They find a judge most likely appointed by Clinton. And we have all of these new environmental rules and regulations that literally make it impossible for the firefighters, Cal Fire, the Department of Forestry, et cetera, to touch an overgrown forest. Now, what is the worst? Now, you ask yourself, well, did it work? Is there a lot of spotted owls? Well, no, actually. There are 25% less spotted owls because they were incinerated in all of the fires that happened because they could not rake the floor of the forest. They could not trim the forest. They could not log the forest. So the environmentalists were screaming about saving the spotted owl, and in fact, their policies wiped out 25% of the spotted owl population. Now, why is this important? Because it's fundamentally Marxist. And as we look across and I look at all the news, I've got all these news pieces here printed out. Wayne prints like out 1,000, and then I staple them before we go on the air. And it's just a total cacophony and mess, but we get it all together, right? And most of what I have in front of me has to do with culture. Culture. And who has the biggest grip on our culture but the Marxists, the cultural Marxists, those who are telling you that there are 56 different genders, those who are telling you that they have pansexuals and bisexuals and asexuals and all these types of different sexuals, and they can just have sex with whoever or whenever and how many people they want or not at all. We have environmentalists claiming that they're not going to have any more children, like the Duke and Duchess. Are they the Duke and Duchess? Who is Meghan? Meghan. Is she Princess Meghan? Harry. Prince Harry and Meghan. I think she's the Duchess. But what is it? Cambridge, York? I don't remember. Nonetheless, I really don't care about them. But I do care about hypocrites, and they are hypocrites in this sense. They said, well, we're only going to have two children because of the environment. And these two pompous pips from Britain take 4 trips in the last 11 days on a private jet, and they are just spitting carbon all over Europe, including over Italy and over the oceans and everywhere else, while they're partying with George Clooney. And I think they went over to Monaco. So these two dolts from Britain are only going to have 2 kids because of environmentalism. They need to save the planet. And so we're hearing from these very powerful people about all of this hoop and la, but they don't look then at the forests that have actually been torched because of their environmental policies. Can't rake the forest. And remember when Donald Trump said, rake the forest, he was made out to be a buffoon. Okay, I was just in the forests. I was just in with the loggers. I was just in with congressmen. I was just in with the Department of Forestry. I was just in with Cal Fire. I was in with Nevada Fire. And they rake the forests. So again, the cultural Marxism goes into the narrative, which is the news, which is propaganda. And no sooner than I could say New York Times, the New York Times admits that they are changing the narrative. Not reporting the news, but changing the narrative, because the Mueller investigation, the 22-month investigation that proved absolutely nothing but divided this country in half, made at least 30 to 40% of the population believe that our president was actually an agent of Putin. And, you know, I talked to a CIA agent today on the phone, retired. And he said, I had a laugh at this whole narrative that was going on. He said, because I was in the CIA. It was our own government that was overthrowing elections abroad. We were meddling in elections just as the Chinese were meddling in ours. And so Obama, when you look, of course, at how Obama meddled in elections, you know, the no controversy surrounding his administration, not a smidge of corruption, you know, that administration. Obama didn't meddle in the Iranian election. Remember, he said, we don't meddle in elections, when there was the Green Movement in Iran, where Western democracy and all of the Western-loving Iranians were rising up. And, in fact, NATO was shot on the street corner, if you'll recall, by the Iranian National Guard. On orders of the mullahs. Well, we don't want to mess in that election. But he sure as hell tried to mess in Netanyahu's election, didn't he? Ben Rhodes, ring a bell? And so you look at the cultural Marxists, and the New York Times now admits that since the Russia narrative fell flat in their laps and on their face, now they're going to move on to racism. That is what the New York Times chief editorial executive said. They are going to move on to racism, because what else is in the cultural Marxist's arsenal but political assassination through politics and race? So we're going to get back to some race baiting, if you will, especially with the race baiters like Black Lives Matter movement. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Philadelphia shooting, because there's some questions that haven't been asked. Like, you're serving a narco warrant to a felon who has a rap sheet longer than my Christmas list, but that includes violent offenses, criminal offenses, weapons offenses, and you don't show up with SWAT? What am I missing? Well, you're not going to miss anything. Hang on through this break. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. But I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare. There are no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did, and I put my four kids on it. That's the ultimate testimonial, right? There's no better testimonial in the world. In the world, when you put your kids on it, right? My valuable, wonderful, priceless children are all on Liberty HealthShare. And I've saved $18,000 a year for 3 years. That's $54,000 over 3 years that I've been on it in premiums alone. And then when I got kidney stones, they took care of everything. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. The only hospital stay of my life, the only surgery of my life, Liberty HealthShare took care of me. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. Starts at $107 a month for a single. Wow. Starts at $449 a month for a family. Wow. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's not a testimonial. Man, if you're not calling right now, you're nuts. You must be a liberal. 855-58-LIBERTY. Just check it out. I didn't say to join, but if you're not thinking about checking it out, if you're not thinking of switching, man, you've got problems. You've got emotional problems. You're disconnected from reality. 855-585-4237, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com.
And welcome back. You're listening to the Wayne Allen Root Show, raw and unfiltered. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, and I consider myself raw and unfiltered. I love this mic. I call it my blowtorch of truth. And as I said, I never know where I'm going to start, but I started out by talking about the Nevada beauty pageant. And I caught somebody's ear out in Philadelphia by the name of Mike. And if you want to call in to this show, you can do so. Chris, can you hold off on that for a second? Mike, turn down your speakers or your volume or something. But if you want to call in and give me a shout, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Hopefully Mike's got that figured out. And welcome to the show, Mike. This is Megan.
Hey, Megan. How you doing? I love the
good
show.
Oh, good. Thank you. Have you listened to before? Hey, is this your first time?
You know, I listen here and now. I love conservative talk. You know, they were talking about the beauty pageants, and, you know, what I think they should do, first they got rid of the swimsuits. What I think they should do is get them all in, you know, wrestling singlets, you know? And that way
you can
really tell what they look like. Yeah, like wrestling singlets, you know? Like, maybe like a powder blue one with white trim. And then what they could do, right, if they start getting, because of course they're going to get the trannies involved, right? You get the trannies in there, they pull out their rigs, spin them around. You know what I mean? Get some mule juice floating around.
We're going to have a drag queen, a Miss America soon. We are going to have, I'm thinking maybe one with a septum ring, you know, through her nose.
Yeah, you know,
right.
And they, maybe get you up there and get those hooters popping, you know what I mean?
Hey, you're done. You're done. Yeah, you're done. Mike, I don't really know where that was going, but I don't appreciate you being so sexually objectifying. Don't appreciate that at all. But let's get back to some real news, because Mike wasn't going to talk about real news. But I'd be happy to take any of your calls. Again, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So let's go to Philadelphia, shall we? And it's not old news, because I think it's some some news that hasn't been talked about much. And why? Did you hear the calls for gun control? Yes, actually you did. You heard it from the Democrat mayor and the Democrat governor, who didn't blame the now-known potential jihadist. They blamed the gun. Did you get this article? Philadelphia, Maurice Hill, who wounded 6 cops in shootout, is devout Muslim who attended jihadi mosque. You can see from the impressive zabiba on Maurice Hill's forehead that he is a devout Muslim. The zabiba is a bruise that forms from the fact that Muslims in their 5 daily prayers perform numerous prostrations, pressing their foreheads to the ground. The zabiba is seen as a mark of intense piety. That in and of itself doesn't make this a jihad attack, but the teachings of the mosque from the looks of this report are clearly suspect. The mosque should be investigated. If Maurice Hill were a white supremacist neo-Nazi, would the establishment media be as indifferent to that detail as to Hill's mosque membership? What do you think? This is from Jihad Watch, Clarion Intel exclusive. Philadelphia shooter attended radical mosque. This is the Clarion Project, dated August 16, 2019. Marie Hill, the criminal who wounded 6 police officers in a shootout in Philadelphia, was arrested after a 7-hour standoff, attended a radical mosque. The mosque, called something something Muhammad blah blah, is known for preaching the Islamist ideology promoted by Saudi Arabia, referred to as Wahhabism. Clarion Intelligence Network has been aware through its sources that the area where the shootings took place is known for trafficking in guns, drugs, and counterfeit items. Let me remind you, the Philadelphia police was serving a narco warrant to a known violent criminal, and they didn't have SWAT. Do you think that the BLM movement has something to do with that? When BLM invaded every police force in Democrat-run cities nearly across this country, we'll get back to that and more, and maybe some of your calls. This is Megan Barr filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, and I'll be right back after this break.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I have to tell you that it is a mental problem, and I've said it 100 times. It's not the gun that pulls the trigger. It's the person that pulls the trigger. These are sick people, and it is also that kind of a problem.
The president making those comments on Tuesday at the White House while meeting with his Romanian counterpart. after the two mass murders left more than 30 people dead. President Trump has said he would support a background check bill, but has not provided many details. The growing tensions in the Middle East were the focus of a meeting at the UN Security Council as leaders expressed their concern over the growing situation getting worse. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
Many countries fail to honor their people's basic human rights, and radical Islamist terrorists and their financial benefactors are looking for new weaknesses to exploit. And of course, the Islamic Republic of Iran and its proxies continue to foment terror and unrest in Iraq.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
This show is sponsored by Fortem Resources. Fortem Resources, F-O-R-T-E-M. They are a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. The name Fortem Resources. The management team is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built one of the great stocks in the history of the stock market. He built Ultra Petroleum from 15 cents a share to $200 a share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. That could have been you. Wow. Fortem has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortem owns the rights to the enormous City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles, not acres, miles. Fortem's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning Frank Thomas Mary Robert, FTMR. And you can visit them at FortemResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show, raw and unfiltered. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Everything we're talking about today you can find on my website and sign up for my newsletter. You'll get my newsletter every Saturday. Would love to have you join the conversation. And I always love talk radio because people call and join the conversation, unlike that last creep. But we've got Gianna on line one calling from New York. Hi, Gianna. You're talking to Megan. Whoops. Did we lose Gianna? Gianna, why don't you call back when you have a better connection? How about that? Yeah, I'm not hearing anything from her, so she'll call back. But if you'd like to join the conversation, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. So I'm up in the forests of Tahoe, and I'm watching all the noise go on in the inner cities. We got the Philadelphia shooting. We had Dayton before that. We had El Paso before that. And, of course, the Democrats come running to the podiums talking about gun violence and gun control. Which brings me back to cultural Marxism. You know, we might win the war in cultural Marxism if we stop using the words that are created by the left, like gun violence. What is gun violence? I've never met a violent guy in my life. Thankfully, I haven't come face to face with a violent person, but I've probably crossed their path. But gun violence, what is gun violence? Now we need red flag laws. Yes, we need red flags. So the people that are calling us Nazis and that are calling Trump Hitler and who believed or at least wanted us to believe that Trump was an agent of Putin and that we are white supremacists and white nationalists and we're running concentration camps at our detention centers, these are the people that want to disarm us. When you look at the history of mass shootings, there is a large and common thread. The age of the perp, whether or not the perp was on a med, as far as did he have ADD, did he have ADHD, did they put him on Ritalin, did they put him on psychotropic drugs. Way too many kids these days are being medicated, which is a consequence of either an overdiagnosis, an underdiagnosis, over-medication, and when you're really nuts, okay, and I used to work in the psychiatric industry, when you're really clinically crazy, where you need certain psychotropics, certain meds, combination meds, you often can't remember when to take your meds. Am I supposed to take them 3 times a day? I don't know, I'm crazy. And so when Trump is talking about these institutions, you know, I came from Elgin, Illinois, and I don't know what city council it was, but they decided instead of having Northern Illinois University, let's have the Intel Mental Health Institution. Beautiful, beautiful building. Lots of acreage for the people to walk around. Beautiful accommodations. But it was a sanctuary for the mentally disturbed and ill, those who showed an outward tendency towards violence or the inability to care for themselves. I grew up during that time, and I grew up during the time when all of them were shuttered. And it seems to me, and I'm an observer of not only politics but life, but it seems to me like the homeless problem and the violence problem on our streets was exacerbated by shutting down these facilities. And so, of course, the cultural Marxists on the left at the New York Times, they're scoffing about the mental health issue. Well, when you want to get to the bottom of the issue, how about you call me up? Because you certainly don't want to call me up when you want to talk about gun control or when you want to talk about gun violence or when you want to talk about red flag laws. And if there's one Republican out there, and thankfully Donald Trump has walked it back, because because there was a lot of talk from Donald Trump saying, oh, red flag laws would be great. No, because who determines who is flagged? Our speech is already flagged. Conservatives are already criminalized for thinking differently than the fascist, communist, Marxist left. They deplatform us either through Google search engine or through Facebook or through social media, or they just shadow ban us. So we really don't know why our voice isn't getting out there amongst the Twitter sphere. We just know it's not. Someone's writing those algorithms. Someone's determining what's hateful. So you're going to tell me that Kamala Harris is going to determine based on if I'm, you know, I'm insane. I'm a 2A supporter. I believe in limited government. I was part of the Tea Party. Oh, my God, I'm a domestic terrorist. These are the people that are going to determine whether or not I'm going to own a gun over my dead body. Because I have a gun because of the nut jobs and the threats that I get against my life simply for speaking, not my truth, the truth. There's another thing in my craw. My truth. This is my truth. It's not your truth. It's either the truth or it's not. And so the truth behind gun flag or red flag laws is every red flag should be in your peripheral and in your frontal vision. Because the first way to take over and overthrow, perhaps, fundamentally transform a country is through the disarmament of its citizens. And why would you want to disarm in the face of someone, oh, that carries a Republican kill list to a baseball field in Virginia because he wanted to kill some Nazis? It was interesting that the Democrats didn't call for gun control after James Hodgkinson stormed a baseball field, isn't it? Or how about, did you hear the calls for quote-unquote gun control from quote-unquote gun violence when an Islamic terrorist walked into a Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida and murdered nearly 50 LGBTQIA whatever people? Did you hear about that? No, you didn't hear calls for gun control then. So the cultural Marxists are on the march, and this is really what this election is going to be about. Let's take some calls, shall we? I could take a break. We've got Joe in Dallas. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I heard you talking about the, thank you for taking my call. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I've heard you talking about the Miss America pageant. You know, this leftist agenda, I just don't know how many of these girls, you know, now that we're seeing up on stage, and I got my kids watching, I don't know how many of these girls have penises. You know what I mean?
I think it's peni, plural, but nonetheless, they're not wearing bathing suits anymore. It's interesting how many calls from guys have gotten about this Miss America contest. I've gotten two. I really didn't think this is what was going to happen. You never know what's going to happen on radio. It really lit a fire. I think more men are a little bit ticked off that they're not seeing the women in the bikinis. You know, quite frankly, men out there, I am too. Okay? I am. Do you know how hard it is to get into a bikini that size? Let me tell you. I starved myself for 4 months. I ate yams and asparagus and some whitefish. Oh, my mom hated me. But nonetheless, it takes a lot of dedication. You know, your outside is the reflection of your inside. Right? And I really don't want someone that looks like, I don't know, Lena Dunham. Okay, walking down, sure as hell not in a bathing suit, but with a sash and a crown. But nonetheless, okay, so let's go back to some gun violence, gun control, and using the words of the left. When you have to find white supremacists around every corner, leave it to George Conway. George Conway. Kellyanne, if I was Kellyanne Conway, I would dump this schlup faster. George Conway, headline, Trump White House staff work for a rapist. So we went on from, we're back to the rapist thing. We're going to recycle the Trump is a racist narrative. Well, George, you know, poor Kellyanne, she not only has to defend this president from the piranhas in the press and the propagandists in the press, she has to defend this president from her own husband. I don't understand that marriage. I would dump him. I would dump him like a bad habit. And of course, in the news this week is, let's go back to guns, shall we? So it's all about the narrative, right? So New York changes their scope of quote-unquote journalism from Russia, 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 to now it's going to be racism, 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 which will lead to re-election, re-election, re-election. But I got all reports about racism. White students to the back of the bus, please. There's your cultural Marxists working in your colleges. We'll get to that. But what I mean by the narrative is that it's just because they say it, it must be true. So you had this BLM infiltration within the police departments, which basically kneecapped our law enforcement officers. It replaced street justice or justice with social justice and street justice, rather. It really kneecapped the cops on how they could defend themselves. But Dianne Feinstein, leave it to Dianne Feinstein to get out there, and she falsely claims that the assault weapons ban lowered crime. It didn't. Just like Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren said that Ferguson Brown, Michael Brown, was murdered. Yeah, that never happened. But see, the lie travels around the world before the truth has a chance to put on its shoes. Or is it pants? But you get the drift. Stay with the drift. Stay with me. We're just going to go to a quick break. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Or more with Megan Barth. This is our last segment. Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. He returns at the top of the hour. Welcome back to the Tuesdays. I've been gone for 4 weeks, but every Tuesday at the 3 to 4 o'clock hour on the Pacific time zone, 6 to 7 on the East Coast. I don't forget the middle, but I'm not going to do that much math. Anyway, I am on and behind this mic. Always love to be behind this mic. Always love to take your calls, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, unless, of course, you're Al Bundy and you're stuck in the 90s. Thank you very much for that tip, Chris. So let's go back to the cultural Marxism. It was interesting as we were on break, I said, you know, maybe not everyone knows what cultural Marxism is. I'm just kind of like throwing it out there. And I was raised under the tutelage really of Andrew Breitbart, and my activism started around 2008, specifically when I saw the commander-in-chief or the soon-to-be commander-in-chief of the social justice warriors like BLM, Barack Obama, about to win the election. And when he said, oh, we're just 4 days from the fundamental transformation of this country, I'm thinking, what the hell do you want to fundamentally transform it to, and how in the hell are you going to do it? So, I mean, do you really love something if you want to fundamentally transform it? You know, if I had, if my fiance or whatever, or my boyfriend came up to me and said, hey, babe, I want to spend the rest of your life with, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Here's your ring. Gets down on one knee and he's like, but I got to fundamentally transform you. Yeah, wouldn't be taking that ring, wouldn't be walking down the aisle. But nonetheless, this is the fundamental transformation that we were promised that's now just being put on steroids, really, because their backs are up against the wall. How do you fight such a good economy? And Trump is talking about using an executive order to cut capital gains. You want to watch the economy shoot like a rocket? Cut capital gains. That'll be huge. And he could do that through executive order. But nonetheless, the cultural Marxists are ones that come out of the Frankfurt School, which is a branch of Marxist ideology, and it began its early part of the 20th century. It's basically, if you own the media, if you own the news, if you own the culture, right, you can then own the culture. You can influence the culture. Capitalism bad, socialism good. Illegal immigration good, immigration bad, I guess. So this whole illegal immigration thing, too, is part of the cultural Marxists. It is the fundamental transformation of this country. It is an invasion at our border, which leads me to some dog whistles of the cultural Marxists. We can't say an infestation now when referring to Baltimore and its infestation of rats. No, that somehow has some racial overtones. So in order to beat this economy, we must convince that Donald Trump and win the election, we must convince everybody that he's a racist. Okay, so infestation now is racist. Remember Fredo? Fredo from last week, Chris Cuomo called Fredo. That's racist. Oh, okay, invasion, using the word invasion supposedly is racist. But you'll always hear the these are the dog whistles of diversity, diversity. We need more illegal aliens because we need to be more diverse, I guess. Multiculturalism, that's another dog whistle of the multiculturalism. We just need more multiculturalism. Well, you know what's happening to Sweden, which happens to be where my ancestors came from. Sweden had a 90% spike, yes, a 90% spike in pepper spray because there are so many rapes. And I guess you can't open carry in Sweden, or you can't conceal carry, which we can do here in Nevada. But we haven't had a spike in 90% of pepper spray. But the rapes have been spiking specifically in Sweden because of what? Multiculturalism. Yes, that would be called immigration. And then, of course, we have gun violence. And then when you hear the words, the two words, liberation theology, run the other way. Or stand in front of it and defeat the hell out of it, because that's what I do. So I need some more cultural warriors to take back the narrative. And when we stop using the words of the left, like I said, maybe then we won't give their cause credence. They make up definitions for words. They change words' definitions. They make up words. Then they own the language. They influence the culture. So we look over at Pope Francis, right? Because he's part of the culture. But did you know that he comes from the sect of Catholicism called liberation theology? Yes, Marxist theology. Pope Francis calls for antidote to populism. What exactly, what kind of antidote would that be? An Italian prime minister was just elected. He's a populist. He's against mass migration. Hey, Pope, why don't you tear down your wall? Okay, why don't you let all of the African refugees into your little enclave over there? Oh, no, 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 no. No. So Pope Francis has further dug in his heels as the anti-populist pope. I like to call him the commie pope. Writing in the foreword to a new book that organized citizens in action are the antidote to populism. Populism. Organized citizens in action. Does he sound like a community organizer to you? Is he the white part of Barack Obama? Just maybe more holy? Comes from a different place. In his foreword to the eruption of popular movements, the Rerum Novarum of our time, the Pope waxes poetic, praising so-called popular movements as a great social alternative, a profound cry, a sign of contradiction, a hope that everything can change. We were promised change 8 years ago. We didn't like it. We changed it again to populism. How about you take care of your own backyard, Pope? How about you tear down your wall, Pope? We're going to keep our wall, and we're going to keep building our wall. And we're going to keep on in the next hour, 4 o'clock hour, Wayne comes, right after this break. I've enjoyed every minute. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the great Wayne Allen Root. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.